Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Mem Gimel. We left off in daf Mem Beis Amid Beis. We're going to start to go back a little bit to Mankit Rav Sheshes because it's just one long conversation. So just to get in the flow of things, Mankit Rav Sheshes Chumri Masniyas Vatani. So the way Rashi, the way we translated that yesterday was according to Rashi that Rav Sheshes would be malakate various Mishnayos and Brisos that were difficult to explain, and he would explain them in the Beis Hamedrash, that he would collect the difficult ones in order to explain them. However, if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says a little differently. He says Pirush Rashbam Klali de Brisa the Havi Kimin Chomer Shekosher Bekolel Dvarim Harbe Beklal Echad V'Nichat Femi Pirush Rashi, that what he was involved in was that he would take a bunch of disparate brisos mishnayos and he would come up with a rule that would summarize the various brisos mishnayos in a very clear way. So and that fits very nicely into how he expresses himself in the Gemara, that he takes brisos mishnayos and says, okay, here's the rule. V'tani, he taught the following. All the different mazalos are mutar except for the mazal of chama and levana. All the different facial images are mutar except for the image of a human being. And all of the different suros are mutar except for the tsura of a darkon, of some type of dragon or something. So those are the three klalim. Now he doesn't explain what he's talking about. Mutaros to do what? To make them, to own them. So Amarmar, Kalamazals Mutarin, Chutzmi Mazal Chama Levana, Bimayaskinan, what are we talking about? Ilem Ba'osa, if we're talking about actually producing them, making them, Iba Osa Kala Mazalos Mishari, if we're talking about making them, is it really mutter to make all the other mazalos? Vaksiv Pasuk says Lo Sasun Iti, which we translate, which we understand, we darshan Lo Sasun Kidmus Shamash Yam Shamshan Lefana Bimarom, that you're not allowed to make, something that is similar to one of the Mishamshim that serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu up in the sky. So you see that all the mazalos are in fact usher to make. How can you say that Kala Mazalos Mutarin if we're talking about making them? El Pshita B'motze. It must be that we're not talking about making them, we're talking about finding them. Can you keep it? Ukiditnan, like we learned in the Mishnah. Hamotze Kelim Va'aleim Tzuras Chama, Tzuras Levana, Tzuras Darkon, Yalichim Niyama Melech, that our Mishnah says, you find a Kli and it has one of these images on it, so you throw it into the Yama Melech, you're not allowed to get any Hanoah from it. So says we're okay, so we're talking about finding it. Ibimotze, if we're talking about finding it, Ema Mitziyasa, Kala Partufos Mutarin, Chutzmi Parts of Adam. But wait a second, the second halacha that we said was that every facial image is mutar except for the facial image of a human being. Ipimotze, Parts of Adam, Mi Aser. If we're talking about finding it, is a Parts of Adam Aser when you find it? Vatnan, Amotze Kelim, Valeim, Tsuras Chamet, Tsuras Levana, Tsuras Darkon, Yelichim Liyam Melech. That very same Mishnah that we pointed out, that we proved that. That the making of other mazalos is aser. That very same Mishnah shows us that if you find tzuras cham, tzuras levan, tzuras darkon, that's what's yolichem liyam melech. So we could easily darshin tzuras darkon in parts of Adam lo, but a human being, an image of a human being that you find should be totally mutter. So the second case of the Mishnah is el pshita ba'osa, must be talking about making it. So what we not the, of the Mishnah, but of Rav Sheshes. So far, Rav Sheshes had three statements. The first one we established has to be talking about finding it. The second one has to be talking about making it. So says the Gemara, because Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, and like Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua says, who says losasun iti means losasun osi kedmusi, that you're not allowed to make the tzelem elokim. You're not allowed to make an image of a human being, but finding it would be mutter. The only problem is making it. So the second of the three statements is clearly about making it. Iba osa, but wait a second. If the second of the three statements is about making the image, Ema Seifa, go to the third of the three statements. Kala tsuros mutaros, chutz mi tsuros darkon, vi iba osa, if we're talking about making it, tsuros darkon mi asir, is it asir to make a tsuros darkon? Vaksiv lo sasuniti elohe kesef elohe zahav, Hani in Tzuras Darkon. No, sounds like only those that are Meshamish B'mar, only those are Aser, but Tzuras Darkon is not. So the third case must be b'motze. Must be talking about when you find it. And like the Mishnah says, that you find the kelim and it has tzuras chama, etc. Right? There should probably be a v'chule there. Like our Mishnah says, tzuras chama, tzuras levana, tzuras darkon. That is yalichem liyam ha-melech. So that's talking about a case of motze. So you see that it comes out very strange within the statement of Rav Sheshes, Reisha v'Seifa b'motzei u'mitziyasa ba'oseh. The first and the third are about finding, and the second one is about oseh. It flips back and forth like that. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says that's exactly correct. In Reisha v'Seifa b'motzei u'mitziyasa ba'oseh. If that's the only ukimta you can make, what are you going to do? That's what you have to say, that the first and the third are talking about motzei, and the middle case is talking about oseh. We're about five lines in, Mem Gimel Amar Aleph. Rava Amar Kula b'motzei. Rava says, now all of it is talking about when you find it. All three cases are when you talk about are talking about finding it. U'mitziyasa, what do you do about the mitziyasa, the case where it talks about parts of Adam, where it talks about the iser of parts of Adam. So how could you say that that's also talking about motzei umitziyasa Rabbi Yehudahi? That's going like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Detanya Rabbi Yehuda Mosif aftamus menika v'sarafis. Rabbi Yehuda added to the list of things that are aser even an image of a nursing woman and of sar office. Now, what does it mean, sar office? So if you look in Tosos at the top, he's Rashbam garis sar efes. Rashbam is goris that it's sar efes. Kolomar amlo ayin v'tadakte ki efes tvuah v'chei nimtzahar be'sar loshon sar sakina. Okay, so he explains the girsa. Now Rashi has sar ofis shasar v'nasa sar, that he turned and became something that was like an officer, someone who was very important. So the Gemara will explain the imagery of each of these things. Menika al shem Chava. Menika is supposed to represent the image of Chava. Shemenika kala olam kulo, that she nourished the entire world. She nursed the entire world because the entire world were her children. Sar Afis al Shem Yosef. Shesar Mephis is Kala Olam Kulo. And Sar Afis is a reference to Yosef, who was able to support the entire world. Vahudinakat Garyua Vachakaya. But that's only, the image of Yosef is only assumed to be problematic if he's holding some sort of measuring cup and he's measuring out, as if he's measuring out what he's going to give to everybody. Then you know that that's an image of Yosef. That's
in the churches, you have part of it, Surat Menika.
Ah, yeah, right.
Many of the pictures.
Right.
Surat Menika, but they are because of the mother of.
Right. Yeah, that is interesting. Now, in the image of Yosef, it's interesting is also that when they try to show Yosef, it's Yosef as the supporter of the entire world. That's the image they show. That's why Yosef is Tzadik Yisod Olam. The Gemara says Tzadik Yisod Olam because he supported the entire world. There are very few people that in history that actually supported the entire world. Noach is Ish Tzadik. Also, he supported the entire world. It's just a much smaller world. Vihi, the image of Chava, is Dinakta Ben V'Kamenika. It's also if she's holding a son, only if she's actually holding a baby and nursing the baby. Only in that situation is it going to be Aser. On the Sar Efes issue, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out, Sar Efes says, Nir Be'inai Kach Nikro Shema V'Aldazar Matsu B'Sifreim. That's what they would call it, Sar Efes, V'Talmud Cholko B'Kavana, meaning it was called Sarafis as one word, but the Gemara splits it purposely l'shtei shemos into two names, derech genai, as a way of mocking it, which is what the Gemara always does with shemos of Avodah Zarah. As Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, kolomer husar shal efes v'sohu, as if to say he is the officer, he's the chairman of the board of nothingness, he is the king of nothingness. Also, sar is a lashon of spoiling. That sar reche, that something spoils. So we use those terminologies because we're describing the shem of Avodah Zarah.
Sarai is in Aramaic.
Yeah. Right, Masriach, right. So that's what we're why the Gemara Dafka uses that terminology and splits it in that way. Okay, says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Ezu Tzuras Darkon, what is the Tzura of a Darkon? Pirush Rav Shimon Elazar, kol sheyesh lo tzitzin bein prakav, if it has fins between its bones. So machir vasi bein pirkei tzavar. So he showed that the bones that he was referring to were the vertebrae on the back of the neck, at the top of the spine. Amar Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, halach Rav Shimon Elazar. We paskin like Rav Shimon Elazar, that is the image of a darkon that needs to be avoided. It needs to be avoided. Now it's very strange to say halach Rav Shimon Elazar. The Gemara never had a machlokas. Rav Shimon Elazar said something, no one was chalek. So of course halach Rav Shimon Elazar. So Tosis points out, even if you were to find some statement of Tanaim, you know, we never know where we're going to find a Ksaviyad or something, or a Mesorah, someone's going to come from above, from Eretz Yisrael, tell us that there was a Tana, that they have a Mesorah, that a Tana taught. Even if you find a Tana that taught otherwise, we're so convinced that the Halach is like Rav Shimon Elazar. A couple of problems with that approach. Number one is, how do you know that in general, when you have a Psak Halacha, you're not allowed to pass in one way unless you know the Cholik. Unless you know what the Cholik has to say. That's why we always pass like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel was always Shomea, Divrei Beis Shammai first. Beis Shammai's name always comes first in the Mishnayos. Beis Hillel heard what Beis Shammai had to say, and then they formulated their opinion. That was when they had the whole Smicha controversy 500 years ago, when the Rabbanim in Tzfat wanted to reinstitute Smicha. So the taina of the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim that you shouldn't be allowed to was not that you're not greater than us. The Rabbanim in Yerushalayim said you are greater than us. You have a Gadol B'Chachmo B'Minyan. The Rabbanim in Tzfat are greater than the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim. But you can't paskin like you based on the fact that you're the Rov if you never even consulted us. You never even heard what the Miyot has to say. If you haven't even heard what the other side has to say, so then your opinion is not quite as strong. But that's the more minor issue to get around. The more major issue is that the Gemara, in several places, when it says halacha, the Gemara will say halacha, mechal, that implies that there's someone that's chalek, that there's a dikaman de palik, that someone disagrees with that. So why doesn't the Gemara always just answer, like the Rashbam says over here? Yeah, it doesn't mean that that we know of anyone that agrees. If you were to find someone who disagrees, then you'll know that the halacha is like that. Why doesn't the Gemara always answer that? So that's the kasha of the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Avodas Kochav in Perek Zayin Halacha Ches asks that kasha. There's also the Shita Mekubetzes that says that that sometimes when the Gemara tells you halacha, it's even when there's no cholik, it's trying to tell you that there is no cholik. It's telling you that we don't find anyone that's cholik, and that's why it tells you the halacha. But again, that same kasha of the Mishnah Lamelech would apply over there.
The truth is, the word halacha means derech shekach olchim. Ze minhaga medina, ze nikra darkon. Halacha doesn't have to have a tlid mishu shecholek.
But the Gemara does that in several places.
No, I realize it, but I'm saying the word halacha comes from the word halacha.
I'm saying the wording works, but it doesn't work with the Gemara. The Gemara very often when we'll say halacha, so we'll ask that in Michal that there's someone that argues. The Mitzvah Eisen says that it has to be, the Mitzvah Eisen, one of the Achronim in the back of the Gemara, says it has to be that they had some sort of Mesorah, that there was some Tana that disagreed. They just never recorded it, and that's why they say halacha. He says it's the only way he could imagine why the Gemara wouldn't have asked halacha Michal di command palig, etc. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Rabba Bar Bachan Amar Bisho Ben Levi. Pamach Hasisim Halich Achar Blazar Kfar Beribi Biderech. He says, one time I was walking following Rabba Blazar Kfar Beribi. Beribi is always a compliment. It's a name of Shevach. Rashi says, Kolomar Adam Gadol. V'chein Koron Lo Bikinui. People didn't have multiple names for the most part back in those days. He's Rabbi Elazar HaKafar Beribi. Beribi just means a great rabbi. So I was following him, Baderech, Umatza Sham Taba'as, and he found the ring over there. Now he found it, but he didn't do anything with it. Rashi says, V'lo higbiya at Shabbat lo'ovid chavim. He would not pick it up until he managed to secure an Ovid Kochavim to be Mevatel, the ring. So he found this ring on the road, V'ala Tzura's Darkon, and on that ring was the Tzura of a Darkon, Umatza Ovid Kochavim Katan V'lo Amar Lo Klo. And he saw a child of it, and he didn't even try. He didn't ask the child anything. He didn't try to get him to do anything. Matzah Ovid Kochavim Gadol, but when he saw an Ovid Kochavim Gadol, then Varmer Lo Batla, he said, can you be Mevatel this for me? V'lo Batla, the Ovid Kochavim that was a Gadol, refused. He said, I'm not going to be Mevatel the shame of Odazar from it. Satra, so he smacked him across the face. Ubatla, and then the guy was Mevatel it. Very strange exchange. Not sure exactly what that represents, although there's a halacha the Gemara derives from that exchange. So we'll see. So Shema Minat Tlas, says the Gemara, we have three things three halachos that we can learn from this episode. Number one, Shema mina Ovid Chavim Vatal Avod Chavim Shalav Vishel Chaveiro. We don't know that the first Ovid Chavim adult that he came across was actually the owner of this Avod Zara, and yet he trusted him to be Mevatalit. So you see that an Ovid Chavim can be Mevatal in Avod Zara even if it doesn't belong to him, even if it's not his own Avod Zara, it's somebody else's Avod Zara. Number two, Shema mina Yodea B'Tiv Shal Avod Chavim Mishamsha Mevatal V'She'in Yodea B'Tiv. Interesting how the Gemara phrases that. It doesn't say a gadol can be mevatel, a katam cannot be mevatel, because there's no such thing as bar mitzvah for goyim. There's no magic number. It's all about when they have das. So the Gemara says, okay, when he's of age to have das about avodah zarah, then he's old enough to be mevatel. When he's not of age to have das, then he can't be mevatel. One of the achronim, the more contemporary achronim on avodah zarah, the Seder Yaakov, explains the reason a katan can't be mevatelit is because a katan is mufka from a kinyan and from chalos, meaning he's just like we discussed on Yantif, that a katan can't be makna something, he doesn't have das makna, so he also can't create a chalos on something. He can't change the status of something. So he's unable to change the status of something from being an avodah zarah to not being avodah zarah. But that's the second thing we derive. And the third thing, Shema mina Ovid Chavim Mevatel Bal Karcho. We also see that you can force an Ovid Chavim to be mevatel. That's why we needed to have that whole exchange, where initially he refused, smacked him, and then he did it, that it works even Bal Karcho. Very similar to halacha we have in amongst Jewish people by Gittin, that you kofen osad sheyomer rotzani, that you force him until he says rotzani, because you know that deep down, the Rambam says that deep down, the real ani that's behind all those layers of stubbornness really wants to do the right thing and wants to give the wife a get. I don't know if it's the same svar over here, that the Ovid Chavim could be mevatel Bal Karcho. I think it's a discussion really in the Rishonim. The Mordechai says that Bittul Bal Karcho is only when he does a Maisa. It's only when he does something to change the actual Guf Avodah Zarah. He does something to the Avodah Zarah. But just by Amira alone, which is really an expression of Machshava, but he doesn't actually do anything to the Avodah Zarah, that would not suffice Bal Karcho. If the Svara were that the real Ani really wants it, so then why should Amira not be good enough? So it sounds like it's not that the real Ani really wants it. It's not that that's not really the Svara. Sounds like the Svara might be a little different. That it's that being mevatelit is an action. Yeah, that's how the Mordechai understands. Okay, so those are the three things we derive from here. Frak Tosos, if you look at Tosos, Shema mina Ovid Chavim Vatal Avod Chavim Shalav Shal Chaveiro Tema Amaylo Naka Nami. There's a fourth Shema mina we should have gotten from here. Shema mina Yisrael Einam Vatal Avod Chavim Shalav Shal Chavim. Why don't we say that you also see from here that a Jew cannot be mevatel the Avod Zara of an Ovid Chavim? Deim Yishum De Mishnah the command Perak Rabbi Shmuel. If you can say that it's obvious, it's a Mishnah. It's also a Mishnah that an Ovid Chavim can be Mevatel Avod Zara Shel Chaveiro. So they're both Mishnayim. So why is this Mishnah any less of a Chiddush than the Mishnah about the Ovid Chavim? V'yesh Lomar, Tosos answers, Mishum D'Pshitalei, Lo Itzrich Lashmi'inan. It's that it's obvious, and therefore doesn't need to tell it to us over here. Again, if they're both Mishnayis, why is this more obvious? Because he says, Dal Kaman Gabi Masnis Nami Paruch Pshita. When we have this Mishnah about a Jew not being able to mevatel avodah zarah of an Ovid Chavim, the Gemara asks right away on that Mishnah, Pshita! So you see that it's obviously a much more obvious Mishnah. And the only way to make it not Pshita, the Gemara has to make a Nukimta, that the Mishnah is talking about where he has a Shutvus in it, and that's the only way to make it not Pshita, but just the Pashat Halacha, that a Jew cannot be mevatel an avodah zarah of an Ovid Chavim, that itself happens to be a davar Pashat. So that's this kash of Tosos happens to be dealt with by several other Rishonim as well. Again, Tosos just goes with the idea that it's too obvious, and that's why it's not mentioned. The Tosos HaRash quotes B'Shem HaRav Rabbeinu Yehuda, quotes from Rabbeinu Yehuda that since over here we're dealing with a case of matzah, where the Jew, in our story in the Gemara, the Jew himself found it, so it could be that it's considered ki'ilu, that it's shalom, that it's as if it's his, even though he hasn't yet picked it up, and Rashi was careful to make a point about how he didn't pick it up. So you don't really see from here that Yisrael lacks the ability to mivatel avodas chavim shomedes b'rishus hoved kochavim. You don't see that Yisrael is unable to be mivatel an avodah zarah that's still b'rishus hoved kochavim. One might think he can't be mivatel the avodah zarah, similar to what we were discussing yesterday, that once he picks it up, so now it's his, now he's got to, now it's much more strong and he's not able to be mivatel it. So too, when he finds it, one might have thought that it's a much stronger connection between the Jew and the avodah zarah that he's not able to be mivatel. That's what the Tosafot HaRosh quotes, yeah? Right, even the slightest connection, yeah.
To understand, I'm still bothered with it. Why Israel cannot be mevatel? Because once he is holding it, in order to be mevatel, he already holds something.
Right, so he's already connected to it in some way. Yeah, so.
Isn't this whole idea of being mevatel and avodah zarah giving the avodah zarah some sort of level of importance, some sort of level of chashivas? In other words, if we understand that avodah zarah is nonsense, then what's the whole.
I mean, there's an issue in the Torah, and the Torah is very serious about avodah zarah. So you can't just say that ignore the whole thing, and if we close our eyes, it's not there. It's not the kind of thing where you can close your eyes and just say it's not there. It is there. The people are over this. Meaning, we believe that that all of humanity is supposed to believe in God, and when something is nevad, when something is worship. Yes, so we need to go and show actively. Yeah,
know it's worth zero.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. The Ritva also has a teres to Tosfos Kashi. He says that really the din that an Ovid Chavim is Mvatel Avodas Chavim also doesn't have a Chiddush, because that's also a Mishnah Mufreshes. The only reason the Gemara includes that one, in, meaning Tosfos Kashi is, shouldn't we have a fourth Shema Mina that's no less Pashut, no more Pashut than the third Shema Mina about the Ovid Chavim being Mvatel Avodas Chavim, or the first Shema Mina rather than Ovid Chavim being Mvatel Avodas Chavim Shel Chaveru? He says, yeah, but the Gemara only says Shema Mina, that Shema Mina, Agav, the other Limudim that I learned from here about a bitul shalovit kochavim. I mean, in a Chinami, the first Shema Mina is not really such a big Chiddush. It's just that it's listed because it fits more nicely into the other Shema Minas, whereas the Yisrael being Vatal is not really so related to the other Shema Minas. That's how the Ritva understands that we're not trying to be to say a tremendous Chiddush on each one. Okay. Let's see weiter. Megadif by Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina got upset about this. He says, "Veles lei." The Megadif literally means blasphemes or curses. But the Tosfos points out in a couple of places in Shas that different Amoraim had their own lashon. That they would that the way the Gemara describes how they would get upset or how they would ask a kasha was with the unique lashon. So it just means he spoke very strongly. That's the lashon the Gemara uses. Megadif by Rabbi Chanina. Veles lei the Rabbi Elazar Hakfar Beribi. Does Rabbi Elazar Kfar Beribi not hold of the Mishnah? Hamatzel min Ari, min Adov, min Anomar, min Hagayos, min Anor, umizuto shal yom, shuliso shal nor, vamotzei besrati, oplati, gedolah, bekol makom sharab mitzuyin sham, harei l'shalom, mnei shabai l'misyashin mehen. Doesn't he hold of the basic halacha in El Metzius, that when you find something that you've saved from definite destruction, or you find it in a place where there are tons of people going by at all times, that you're allowed to keep it because you assume that there's Yayush Bailim. So what he's assuming is that there's a parallel, Rabbi Chanin is assuming that there's a parallel between Yayush and Bittul. That Yayush Bailim is the same as being Mevatel the Avodah Zarah from it. So there's going to be Yayush Bailim that he gives up hope from it. So when you find, when Rabbi Elazar HaKfar Beribi found this Tabas, he found this ring, so shouldn't he assume that there was Yayush, and therefore the Shem Avodah Zarah was already Mevutal? So Amar Abaye Nihid, Minami Yayush, Mi Isurami Miyayush. No, there's a big difference. He was Miyayush from the Dinim Amnis, from ownership of that item. But he wasn't Miyayush from it being used as an Avodah Zarah. He figures whoever's going to find it is going to use it as a Getchka, is going to go and be Ovid. Is he going to use it as an Avodah Zarah? Meimar Amar, he says to himself, E Ovid Kachav Mashkachla Mifach Palachla. Best case scenario, another Ovid Avodah Zarah is going to find it. and at least he'll be able to worship with it. He'll be able to use it. Right? If you lose a sefer or something, and you give up hope of ever returning, you at least hope that a Jew who's learned it is going to find it, and that he'll be able to put it to good use. So the Lahav deal, so that's what the Ovid Chachamim thinks. That in the best case, an Ovid Chachamim will find it, and he'll worship it. E Yisrael Mashkachla, and even if a Jew finds it, I did the Mel Yikar and Masbun Ovid Chachamim Palachla, since it's something that's worth money, so he'll sell it to an Ovid Chachamim. What's the Jew going to do with it? He'll sell it to an Ovid Chachamim, make money off of it, and the Ovid Chachamim will again will worship it. So either way, it's going to be put to good use. Tanan Hasan. We learned in the Mishnah. Dmus Suros Levanos Hayilal Ram Gamliel Baliyas. So Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says that Ram Gamliel had images of the moon up in his attic, b'tavla b'kosel on a platform, not a platform, on a board and his on the wall. Shebehen Mares Hayadiotos. And that way, when people would come to be made about the new moon, he would say, okay, Kazeri Isem, did you see, did it look like this, did it look like this? Vormelan, Kazeri Isem. So, frankly, Gemara, Umishari? Who was Mati Ram Gamliel to go and have images of the moon up in his attic? Vaksiv lo sasniti lo sasim kudmasha mashem shamshem lefanei. Pasuk says lo sasniti that you're not allowed to make images of those things that are mishamish up in Shemayim, like the moon. That the Torah only answers the shamashin that we can duplicate, that we can make something like them. If you look at Rashi, shef shalasos kamosan mamish kagon shamashim shalmita chatzer of ulam veheichal menorah aval shamashin shalmalish sheif shalasos kamosan mamish el tzior dugmasan mutter. But anything we can't replicate, we can't duplicate. All we can do is make a small scale image of it. That's not going to be aser. So what's kedetanya? Like the Brisa says, lo yasa adam bayis tavnis heichal. A person shouldn't build a house that looks like the heichal, that's shaped like the heichal. Achsadra tavnis ulam, or an achsadra that's shaped like the ulam. Chotzer tavnis azara, shulchan tavnis shulchan, menorah tavnis menorah. You're not allowed to make anything that looks like the these different parts of the Beis Hamikdash. Aval hu osa shel hev shel vav shel ches. If you make a menorah, you're allowed to make you're allowed to make candelabra. It's just got to have 5 branches, 6 branches, or 8 branches. You can't have 7 branches because that looks like the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash. V'shel zayin lo yasa afilu shel shar minei matchos. You can't even make you cannot make a menorah of 7 branches, even if it's not made out of gold. Even if it's made out of other metals, it's going to be usher because it looks like the menorah of the Mikdash.
What if it's different levels? It's not straight.
So the Pesachei Tshuva talks about this on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya. So I think he with different levels, I don't think he's Mekel. I think he holds that it's Aser. If it's in a circle, I think he is Mekel. I don't remember 100%, but I looked this up once, because in DRS, in the front of the Beis Medrash, we have hanging on the walls, we have these two giant menorahs, each with 7 branches in it. Now, they're not level with each other, but they're also not in a circle. So I remember Rav Shechter, the first time he came into the Beis Medrash, he said, wow, who did they ask about that? But I felt it, it's hard to reach, but we felt it, it's made out of like a cardboard or paper mache. It looks like it's metal, but it's really not. But the Gemara says even Sharmini Matkos is Aser. Even if you make it out of other metals, it's Aser. It could also be that it's impossible to use, that the whole thing would light on fire if you tried to use it. There's no base kibble on the top to actually fit candles in. So whatever, there might be room to be makel. It's certainly not a good idea, though. It's a very bad idea to start making menorahs that have 7 branches. The Gemara is obviously not in favor. Yeah, but it says made out of anything. I feel Sharmini Malchus. And then Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Avshaleitz
L'yaseh. Yes, but Tavnit means that the whole business has the bottom and the top.
So we'll get to this in a second. That you can't even make it out of eights because that's what they made it out of in the Beis Chashmonai, in the Beis Hamikdash by the Chashmonai. Amr lo misham raya. That's not a raya. Shrudin shel barzel ha'yuvachofen bebat. They had iron spits in it, iron pillars in it, and they lined it with lead. Hashiru asam shel kasev. And as soon as they got a little more money, they upgraded it to a silver one. Chazve Ashira Samshel Zav, and they made a little more money, and they made it out of gold. Now the Shulchan Aruch and the Rishonim talk about all of these issues. What if it's not exactly like the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash? Shulchan Aruch paskins the issur to make a menorah shel Zayin Kanim is even b'shaminim atchos. Even if it doesn't have the gevim, the kaftarim, and the parachim, even if it doesn't have all the designs that the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash has, and the Shach explains the reason that it's still aser is because none of those things are ma'akev. That if push came to shove, that's the only menorah they had in the Beis Hamikdash, that would be good enough. The Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in his Hagos to the Shulchan Aruch that a menorah hazav shegvia kaftara pracha ma'akvim ein iser rak sha'asa gamosav. That's if you're making it a sharmini matchos, so then all these little designs, all these the flowers and the things are not ma'akiv, but a menorah zav, it is ma'akiv. If you're going to make it out of gold, you need to make all those things. So he said, if you're going to go for it, you might as well make it out of gold and not make it with all the gevim and kaftara. Him, and that would be mutter. But then he quotes from the Tavur Ashar that disagrees, that even a menorah out of gold, even without the gevim and the kaftarim and the prachim and all that stuff, it's still going to be aser, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch really sounds like. He paskins. That's what it sounds like. He paskins. What about if it's too short? What if it's less than the yudches tefachim that the menorah is? So Shulchan Aruch paskins. It's aser even when it's pachos mi yudches tefachim, even though that's different than the gova of the menorah in the mikdash. Nevertheless, it's still going to be aser because again that's not ma'akev the asiya. Just like we find that Sharmini Matchos is Aser, so that's also going to be Aser. Okay, so this is a major discussion on the page in Shulchan Aruch. What?
It must be 3D. Not what it has to have all the dimensions. Not what it can be just a picture.
No, not a picture. A picture is definitely Mutter. We're talking about making an actual 3D, you're right. A 3D thing, an actual menorah. Yeah, an actual menorah. No, in our Beis Medrash, in Yeshiva, we have... It's not a picture. It's an actual, yeah. No, it's not a picture. A picture would be fine. Now, by the old city, they have, right when you walk down to the Kotel, they have a big menorah, but that, they say, we're not making demus of the Mikdash. We're making it for the Mikdash. No. Right? That's what they built it to be used. V'shamashin shi'ef shal lasos kamosan mishari. Now, a shamashin that you're not able to duplicate, is that really mutter? You're allowed to make the moon because we can't make our own moon. V'atanya lo sasan iti lo sasan kuz mishra mashayam sham shum fane b'marom. But we dash in the pasuk to say no, that you're not allowed to make the heavenly things, the things that are up in the sky. Samar Abaye lo asra Torah el b'dmus dalad pan b'adei adadi. Abaye says the Torah only asks making the four faces together, meaning Rashi says pnei shor va'adam va'ariyeh v'nesher l'chaya achas dugmas chayos hakodesh, that only the real dugma of the chayos hakodesh with the four faces of the merkava all together, only that's aser. Elameata parts of adam l'chudei tishteri, then it should be mutter to make just a human image. Alamatanya kala partzufos mutar chutz mi parts of adam. Why then does it say that all the partzufos are mutter except for parts of adam? You see that a human image is not mutter. So again, this is all still on the kashan Ram Gamliel. How could he have the moon? So don't tell me that only the higher angels are aser, but moon is okay. No, because we see Adam is not okay, even alone, even without the other images. Some Rav Yehuda b'Rei Rav Yeshua, mi pirkei Rav Yeshua Shmieli, lo tasan iti, lo tasan osi, avol shar shamashin shari. That no, that there's a special drasha to tell you that a human face is not okay. But other than that, the only heavenly things that are not okay are like the chayos hakodesh, are the malachim and the merkava and things of that nature. But sun and moon are fine. So ask the Gemara, really? Vishar shamashin mishari? Are the other shamashin? Are they really mutter? Vatayni lo sasun iti lo sasun kedmus shamashi. That you shouldn't mishamish l'fanei b'marum. You shouldn't make any of the things that are mishamish l'fanei b'marum kigon afanim sraf m'chayis hakodesh m'lachay hashares. Amar Abaye lo asra Torah el shamashin shabemadra elyon. Now the Torah only asks the things in the upper sphere. V'shabemadra tachton mishari. The Gemara says, but still, the sun, the moon, the things in the madra tachton, are they mutter? V'atanya asher b'shamayim. And here we have an explicit in the Braisa. Le rabos Chama ulevana kal chavim mazalos. Mima'al rabos malachi asharis. Different words in the pasuk teach us about both the Madar Elyon and the Madar Tachton. So don't tell me anything in the Madar Tachton is okay. It's fairish in the Brisa that it's not okay. Answers the Gemara, Kitanya hahi la'ovdam. No, it's only usher to make the sun and the moon if you're making it in order to worship it. But if you're making it for any other reason, then it's okay. If the issue is about worshipping it, then you're not even allowed to make an ant if you plan on worshipping it. You're not allowed to make anything to worship. It has nothing to do with Madar Tachton, Madar Elyon, up in the Shemayim. So says Marayin Achinami, you're right. And that is in fact derived from the later part of the Pasuk. It's all about the Ovdam, and we derive the fact that Shul Shul Katan is also Aser from the latter part of the Pasuk. Titania, the Brisa continues to expound. Asher Ba'aretz, Lerabos, Yamim, so yes, you're right, it's all about Liovdam. You ask, what about Shul Shul Katan? That's also Asur and Slovdam. Yeah, because that's a further drasha from the same pasuk. But just Stam to make it is okay. Now, the only thing it's Asur to make is in the Madar Elyon, the Malachim. So ask the Gemara, Vasiya Gredis of Mishari, is it it's really mutter to make the sun and the moon? Vatanya Losasin Iti Losasin Kudmusha Masha Yam Shamshon Fani Bimarom Kigon Chamul Vanukul Chavim Mazalos. That you're not allowed to make all the things in the heavens, like the Chamul the Levana. It never says anything about to be Oved. Answers the Gemara, Shani Ram Gamliel Dacher Masulo. You're right. It's Asr to make it. Ram Gamliel is different. He didn't make these images. He used them. But other people made them for him. So he didn't make it himself. So Frek the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Dacher Masulo, Varmle Shmuel Rav Yehuda Shinna Samiyeni Didin. But Rav Yehuda also had other people make them for him. And nevertheless, he was still told by Shmuel to knock out its eye if he wants it to be mutter. He's not allowed to keep it if he keeps its eye. And I remember one of Rabbi Tendler's daughters once told me that when she was a little girl and she would have a doll, her father would always take a scissor and chop off its nose. That she would, because he was choshish that it was a problem of parts of Adam, of keeping around a 3D image of a human being. So she would joke that I didn't know people had noses till I was like 12 years old. So I was never able to see a normal doll. Anyway, so says the Gemara, Hasam b'chasama bolit umishum chashada. Now that's if the image is bolit, if the image is protruding, it's three-dimensional, and that's because of chashad, meaning the issue is not that it's usher to have, it's that people are going to be choshed that he's using it as an avodah zarah. That's why he had to knock out an eye. Titania taba'as chasama bolit, if you have a ring that the signet protrudes, asur lahanicha umutar lachtumba. You're not allowed to leave it as is, but you're allowed to be chosim with it. Chosma shokea mutalani chava asalachtumba. If the chosam is doesn't protrude, but it's sunken in, right? So it's not like embossed, it's engraved, right? It's sunk, the image is sunken in. So then it's mutter to leave it, and it's asr to be chosim with it. Because again, when you're chosim with it, you create the opposite of what you have. Meaning, if you have a ring that protrudes, so that you would put hot wet wax and you would push it down, and they would create a sunken in image. If you have a ring that's sunken in, so the image is sunken in, and when you push down on the wax, it creates a protruding image. That's why it's going to be the reverse of whatever you do. So, we're really worried that people are going to think Rabbi Yehuda is Ovid Avodah Zarah, Vabeknishta Diyav, Deshaf, Vyasav Ben Arda. But there was an old base Knesset where they used to have a statue in the shul, and still Avuah d'Shmuel and Levi used to go and daven there, and apparently they weren't worried about chashad that people are going to be oved that statue. They davened there, and no one was worried that they were going to be choshed that they're davening to the statue. So it's more Rabim Shiny when it's such masses of people, you don't have to, there's no chashad that anyone's going to turn it into an avodah zarah within reason. Right, if you put a statue in certain places, so even when it's rabbim, if you know that the rabbim have unhealthy relationships with that statue in terms of how they perceive it, so it might be a problem. Shuls nowadays, you don't find any shuls except for Chabad shuls that have a picture of a human being in the shul.
A picture.
a picture in the shul. Only Chabad shuls have a picture of a human being in the shul. Okay, anyway, for Rabbi Gamliel the Yachid Hava, but Rabbi Gamliel was a Yachid, he wasn't a Rabbim. So says Mar, Kivin de Nasihu, Shchichi Rabbim Gabei. Since he was a Nasi, there were a lot of people always there by him. So since there are always people by him, so it's considered like a Rabbim, and there's no problem of Chashad. So that's one answer, that you don't have to worry about Rabbi Gamliel, two answers so far. One, that other people... one answer, that other people made it for him. What about Chashad? You don't have to worry about Chashad, but it's really the answer number one so far is that other people made it for him. So asks Tosos, Shani Rabbi Gamliel, Dachir Masalo, Hiksha Rav Rabbeinu Elchanan, Delechor Mashma, Shetziva Rabbi Gamliel Ovid Chavim Lasos. Sounds like Rabbi Gamliel had someone make it for him. Not that it happened to be that he found it and he's like, oh, I could use this for questioning the Edim. No, it sounds like he had someone make it for him. Va Amir Ovid Chavim Shvus, Va Filu Bedavar She'enu Shel Shabbos, Kedamir Now, Amir La'akum is Aser. Even in non-Shabbos issues, we always think of Amir La'akum about Shabbos. But Amir La'akum is Aser even on non-Shabbos issues. We have it in other places in Shas as well. So how could Rabbi Gamliel do Amir La'akum, ask a guy to do something that he himself was not allowed to do? So he says, V'yesh shahayu rotzim lahachmir shalol lahachtim lo v'chavim chosim sheish botzuras adam b'shvil chov elim kein ayav v'chavim mevi lo me'atzmo. And he says some people would have this chumrah, that they wouldn't have other people do it for them. Tos doesn't seem to really answer this question. Right? He just says, v'yesh lomer, sorry, Tos does answer before that, I skipped the line. V'yesh lomer, de mitzvah shayni. He says, no, it's different. Amir la'akum, b'makom mitzvah is mutter. Makom mitzvah, you're allowed to do amir la'akum. So he's allowed to ask the guy to make it for him because he needed it in order to be able to question the witnesses properly. So again, that was all one answer, that he didn't do it himself, he didn't create the image himself, he had other people create it for him. Another possible answer is, it wasn't really full images, it was made out of moving pieces, and he would just put them together and take them apart in a way that they weren't fully connected. So therefore it didn't create the full image of the moon, but he was still able to gauge and to demonstrate to the Edom, did you see this big, that big of the moon? V'ibayi say, mil islami chayni, or others say that, no, to learn from is different. The tanya lo islami lasos, ava talamid lahavin lahoros, that you're not allowed to do it, lo islami lasos, but you're allowed to learn lahavin lahoros in order to understand, in order to teach. So he needed this in order to show, in order to demonstrate, in order to teach what the halacha was. So that's why it was mutter. The Chassam Sofer is a tshuva in Yerodeya, Simukuv Chavches, where he was asked if it's mutter for a talented artist, someone wanted to learn how to study, how to make statues. He wanted to be a sculptor. So he asked if it's mutter to be a sculptor. He wanted to be lomid umnos hapisul in order to make a parnasa. That's how he was going to make a parnasa. And he said, I know that it's also to make a tzuras adam and things like that, but what I'll do is I'll hire a non-Jewish assistant and I'll make most of it, and the non-Jewish assistant will finish off the last part. And the yisod of the shaila was, if the heter that the Gemara says to make tzuras levana kedei lilmud mehem in order to learn, is that same heter apply in order to make a parnasa? Limud kedei lis parnes, is that heter also going to work? So the Chassam Sofer says he doesn't know of any heter, but he says if you make the tzura chaseira ayinachas, missing an eye or something, and have someone else, have one of the talmidim, one of the non-Jewish talmidim finish it off, so then maybe there's room to be makel, but to finish off the image just because you want to be lomade in order to make a parnasa, he doesn't see any heter. Okay, then in the end of our Mishnah, we had that Rav Shimon Gamliel Lomer, he says if you find the image on a kli that's bizayon, then it's mutter, but if it's on a kli that's derech kavod, then it's going to be aser. So says the Gemara, Ezo hein mechubadin vezo hein mevuzin. What's the definition of an image that's mechubad and an image that's mevuza? So Amarav, mechubadin lemalim min amayim, mevuza lemata min amayim. It depends where on the kli it is. It's not about how expensive the kli is. It depends where is the image on the kli. If it's below the water level on the kli, meaning when you would fill the kli with water or soup or whatever it is, if it's below the level of where the food would be, that's mevuza. Then you're obviously disrespecting the image. But if you don't want the image to be touched by any of the food and it's above above that level, then it's mechubad. Ushmul amar elu ve'elu mevuzin hein. Shmuel says, no, both of those are considered mevuza. Ela elu hein mechubadin. What's mechubadin? Shalashirin ve'alamazam ve'alatabaos. On jewelry, on nice things. Tiny kavase de Shmuel, we in fact have a brisa that very much supports Shmuel's understanding. Mechubadin shalashirin ve'alamazam ve'alatabaos. Mevuzin shalayaros ve'alakumkumasin ve'almechamei amayim. Ve'shalasadin ve'alashalam etpachos. On decorative type of instruments, on jewelry, so that's called mechubad. On non-decorative, more practical types of things, pots and pans and sheets and things like that, that's called mevuza, and therefore that would not be a problem in the view of Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis.